Masechet Shabbos Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes until Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. We learned in the previous Mishnah that according to Beis Shammai, one may not give his clothes to a non-Jew to wash for him, or his animal hides to somebody to turn into leather for him, unless there's enough time for the non-Jew to do so before Shabbos comes in. Because just like you can't do a malacha on Shabbos, you cannot ask a non-Jew to do it for you. And according to Beis Shammai, this even applies if you give it to him before Shabbos comes in. However, according to Beis Hillel, as long as you give it to the non-Jew before Shabbos, even if he'll do it on Shabbos itself, that's okay. Now the halacha follows Beis Hillel, just like in most cases. However, Omar Shimon ben Gamliel, Sedum Shimon ben Gamliel, Nagin Hoyu Beis Abba, we had the custom in the household of my father, Rabban Gamliel, Shehoyu Nesim Klei Lavan, that they would give their white clothes, L'Cholis Nochri, to a non-Jewish washer, Shalosh Yom Kodin La Shabbos, at least 3 days before Shabbos. Because since white clothes are much harder to wash, it would often be a 3-day process for one's white clothes to be washed. And therefore, following Beis Shammai's opinion, they made sure to give it to the non-Jew with enough time for him to do it before Shabbos. But again, this was a stringency on themselves, because the actual halach is like Beis Hillel that you could even give it to the non-Jewish washer a couple of minutes before Shabbos comes in. Now, earlier on in this perek, we had a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel concerning what is known as Shavisas Kelim, not allowing one's possessions to be doing malacha on Shabbos. So as we saw, according to Beis Shammai, this is a requirement, whereas according to Beis Hillel, as long as you are not doing the action yourself, the malacha yourself, your possessions can be doing it. We're going to see now in the second half of this Mishnah, a case where even Beis Shammai agree that one's possessions can be doing a sort of malacha. And the reason for this is because were you to do the malacha yourself, it wouldn't even be forbidden midoraisa. The whole malacha is only forbidden midrabanan, and even according to Beis Shammai, Shavisas Kelim only applies to malachas which are forbidden midoraisa. So the Mishnah says, V'shovin elu v'elu, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree, she'toyanim kares Beis Chabad, that one can load an olive press with beams, ve'igulei hagas, and you can also load circular beams, circular planks of wood onto a wine press. And although it is forbidden on Shabbos to squeeze oil or wine out of grapes and olives, it's only forbidden midoraisa to do the first stage. The first stage is when they would crush or trample on the olives or grapes, and most of the oil or the juice would come out at that stage. Not all of it. So after that, they would put heavy pieces of wood on top of the olives or grapes so that the rest of the oil or wine or grape juice would come out of it. But that part is only forbidden midrabanan, since firstly, most of the oil has already been squeezed out. And secondly, because even if you wouldn't put this beam on top of the olives or the grapes, all of the oil would eventually come out by itself. This is just speeding up the process. But that is not something which is forbidden midoraisa, and therefore even Beis Shammai agree that Shavisas Kelim is not required over here.